Naomi Bargman leans over the edge of the dock at Old Sitka to dip a frosted plastic bottle attached to a net into the cold waters of Sitka Sound. Her Alaskan husky, Chicky, lounges on the dock beside her.
Chicky's not very good at helping, but
she's doing something called a plankton tow. Her lab conducts one once a week to get a snapshot of what's going on with the water's microscopic life.
So the most important thing is make sure you don't lose the bottle. Make sure it's screwed on tightly. Throw it in the water. Try to get some water in the bottle so it sinks. Try that again. And then one more time. And we're going to let it go to its watery grave at the bottom.
Bargman works as an environmental lab specialist for the Sitka Tribe of Alaska. They opened a lab in 2016 to monitor for harmful toxins that cause paralytic shellfish poisoning, or PSP. What Bargman's doing today helps track harmful algal blooms that can produce those toxins. Blooms can serve as an early warning sign for people who harvest shellfish or pet owners with shellfish-loving dogs.
Fortunately, we haven't seen the harmful algal species in high concentrations lately.
The lab also tests shellfish directly and has a free testing program for Sitkins. Bargman says about 80% of the butter clams they've tested since September have been over the FDA limit.
Butter clams, I like to say that they don't know how to socially distance themselves from PSP, because once they get high levels of PSP, they tend to hang on to them for months to even years.
A dog was recently hospitalized after eating a clam at South Stargaven Beach. Dr. Tokoa Wolf from Sitka Animal Hospital treated the sick puppy.
Really, the only thing you can do is the tincture of thyme, supporting them through the toxicity if it's severe. Sometimes that means giving them nausea medication, IV fluids, warming them if they're having difficulty keeping their temperature up, and monitoring their heart rate, because it can cause a very fast heart rate.
Dr. Wolf started practicing in Sitka last August. Since then, she's heard of about 4 suspected cases from other vets in town. But this is the only one she's treated here where the dog had a known history of eating shellfish. She says most dogs make a full recovery by the next day, including the one she treated. Initial signs of PSP in a dog include unstable walking, excessive drooling, weakness, and vomiting.
I would say the most important thing is, you know, not to panic. It doesn't mean that, you know, your dog can't take a nice casual walk on the beach. It's something to be aware of. If you see the signs, it's good to get to a veterinarian.
Because it could be something else that needs to be treated. And even though it's rare, dogs can die from PSP, just like people.
It can progress to muscle paralysis and even respiratory depression or difficulty breathing. And there has been reports of pets having to be put on a ventilator to see through it.
Not much of a low tide this week.
Okay.
After completing the plankton tow, Naomi Bargman takes her pup for a walk along North Stargaven Beach. Recently, the lab found high levels of PSP in a butter clam just south of here, on the other side of the creek, the same place where the dog Dr. Wolf treated got sick. As Chicky roams with her nose to the ground, Bargman doesn't keep too close of an eye. She's not much of a shellfish eater.
Fortunately for me, I'm not that worried, you know. She eats other disgusting things instead.
But for dog owners whose pets are into digging up and munching shellfish, the best thing they can do is keep them on a leash at the beach and keep watch for local advisories. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Erin McKinstry.